It came in the form of an emailed letter from J. Bruce Bugg Jr., the chairman of Symphonic Music for San Antonio, that management group.
We had asked for the audited financial statements for the Symphony Society of San Antonio.
The Symphony Society of San Antonio was the management group that was being replaced.
And that was for the audited financial statement for the period ending August 31st, 2016. That audit showed zero mention of any unfunded pension balances.
So far, so good.
We helped them resolve and pay off $1.5 million of debt and felt good about that and believed that we had really gotten to the point where Symphony Society of San Antonio was essentially debt-free.
But there was a problem floating under the surface. Dr. Alice Viroslav is the chair of the Symphony Society.
In August, we, in the course of discussion, found out that the pension plan that the musicians were in was a defined benefit plan.
Viroslav says those type of pension plans tend to be underfunded.
So our attorney asked the American Federation of Musicians and the Employers Pension Fund, which is based out of New York, for a definitive statement on just what are the unfunded liabilities.
The day before Thanksgiving, they heard back. They were underfunded by about $4.5 million.
We knew how much we had contributed. We knew that our payments had been current.
Well, of course, that begs the question, if y'all were current on payments, then why were you underfunded to the tune of $4.5 million?
Right. So everyone in the pension is underfunded. The pension is a huge multi-employer plan. And the pension itself lost about 40% of its overall value in the stock market difficulties in 2008.
Viroslav says the pension investments were a huge loser in the stock market crash.
And there's actually an active lawsuit right now against the pension fund itself by some AFM musicians because of exactly the issues that we're talking about. So this has nothing to do with anything that we did. This has to do with the overall management of the larger pension fund.
Bug and the Symphonic Music Board has pulled out of their initiative to run the symphony.
Had we known then what we know now, I'm sure we would not have gone down this path. We would have found a different direction to go.
And now the Symphony Society goes back to the table to try and find a path forward.
I have to tell you, this is really throwing us all for a loop. And, you know, we have a lot of people that have been working very hard to sustain our symphony. And this is definitely not where we wanted to be at this point.
The symphony musicians' contract ends on December 31st. And next Friday and Saturday's tricentennial concerts, as well as the rest of the season, hang in the balance. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.